B'siyata d'shmaya Adonai sfasai tiftach, ufi agid tehilasecha. It's important to emphasize that no one can truly tell another individual's level of emuna and bitachon. One might see another individual who appears to be quite fearful and anxious, and one might therefore conclude that individual is not excelling in their emuna and bitachon. Because again, as we've learned many times, when one lives a life of bitachon, one relies on Hashem and doesn't feel fear and anxiety from the troubles and challenges that present themselves in our lives. However, the truth is that that is not the case, because every individual is influenced by the nature of the way Hashem has made them, as well as the nurture they have received throughout their lives, shaping their personality. It's possible to have an individual who doesn't feel anxious or fearful about anything, even without the values of emunah and bitachon, and this could just be due to their personality and their nature. Of course, it is never our place to judge another individual, and we should always try to see the good in one another. Our true scorecard, only Hashem knows. How successful we might appear to be in our endeavor to excel in bitachon depends on our personality and other factors. And therefore, if we are naturally a very tense individual, but by working on bitachon, we are able to minimize our fears and anxiety even slightly, such an individual with such an achievement might be on a much higher level than many others who appear to be of less anxiety, worry, and fear. But it is important to emphasize that whatever we can do in order to minimize bringing in any more anxiety and fear into our lives, we should make our maximum effort to do so. Because remember, not living by the values of bitachon is a great sin, as the Torah commentaries have taught us. And the greatest gift is to be able to rely on Hashem and have the security of the master of the universe himself. The Gemara in Shabbos 151b instructs that one is not to sleep in an empty house alone. And whilst there are many details to the exact parameters of this halacha, which we will not delve into right now, for our purposes, we'll mention the commentary of the Meiri, who explains that the reason for the statement of the Gemara that one is not to sleep in an empty house alone is because it brings oneself into the test of fear. For many people, being alone can bring one to feelings of fear, and therefore, says the Meiri, if you are able to avoid such a situation, one should do so, because again, the opposite of the mode of thought of bitachon is being in a situation of fear, and anything we can do to minimize that should be done. And in a similar vein, the Gemara in Bava Kamma 60b emphasizes the importance of staying indoors during times of plague. And although again there are many details to this statement, the Ben Ish Chai explains that this is not only a health precaution, but also a method of reducing fear. Because when people remain indoors, they will not see nor hear about illness or death being caused by the plague, so people will be less frightened. We are all made up with different natures and different personalities, and different people are triggered to fear and anxiety by different things. Whilst we can never know the level of another individual with regards to their emunah or bitachon, and even many times our own level, because one doesn't know, is the fact that I feel anxious due to the fact that I don't have enough bitachon in my life, or is the fact that I feel anxious due to my inherent nature? Regardless, that is not our job. Our job is to make our maximum effort to minimize the fear and anxiety as much as possible, and any situation that might provoke bringing more fear and anxiety into our lives should be minimized as much as possible. For many people, constantly following the news updates can trigger tremendous anxiety, and if that is the case, that would certainly be a modern application of these Torah sources that we have learned. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me your incredible Torah sources to teach me the real keys to the treasures of life, how to live a life of true bitachon, of true reliance on you, which ultimately leads to a life free of anxiety and free of fear.